which has always bored me.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. 12 o'clock, high noon, now 12:01, medication time.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope. Love.
Full of heart.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel on 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
My axe is cold.
Thank you.
So glad that those guys decided to get back up together. 91.5 WMFO, the Raconteurs, and Sunday Driver from the album they're working on for later in 2019. They put out a single with Sunday Driver, and Now That You're Gone on it. Brand new stuff from Raconteurs. Love it. Keep going, Jack. Mott the Hoople before that, all the way from Memphis from the Mott album. And yeah, Mott the Hoople's on tour, including Ian Hunter and Ariel Bender and Morgan Fisher. And that's the core of Mott the Hoople from the early 70s. And they'll be at, I think their ticket's still available even, for their show at the Orpheum on April 9th. This cold is kicking my ass, I gotta tell you. Delaney and Bonnie did Soul Shake from there. We took the original mono version, by the way, 1970, to Bonnie from Delaney came out. Shovels and Rope started us off. No, it didn't. Shovels and Rope did The Devil Is All Around from Swimming Time. That was 2014. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, The Beatles. Little band you may have heard of. From Sgt. Pepper, we did the 50th anniversary remix of it. And brand new version of L.A. Freeway from Steve Earle. That's just a single right now that just came out last week. By the way, the Beatles. There's this movie coming out where the Beatles never existed except one guy. One guy knows the Beatles and all their songs. And, you know, he's playing them, and that's a great song. And so he becomes a superstar, he keeps saying, no, this is the Beatles. But he becomes the star because no one else has ever heard of the Beatles. And they think he's just making that up and that he's actually writing all these songs. Like, that might be an interesting movie. I don't know. It might be crap, too. But it's like a major motion picture release coming out this summer or something. It's called Yesterday, oddly enough. Anyway, I went down that little path that I wasn't planning to go to, but why not? 12:22 is the time, and we've got a cold day today, mid-30s for high temperatures, and then clouds rolling in late in the day, and tonight, we got snow coming in. Not much. It's going to snow lightly all night tonight and then half the day tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches around Boston. So be prepared for that, 33 or so, and then it's going to be cold and kind of, there's like a mixed snowstorm coming up late in the week, but next weekend, supposed to be in the 40s and 50s, and so it'll melt it all away. There you go. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 35 degrees.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You know who else has got a brand new album out? Yeah, the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Always love it when they have a new album out. It's the NyQuil. I'm telling you, it's the NyQuil. the Tedeschi, Tedeschi Trucks Band, new album. It's called Signs. And we're going to do they have a single out that is good, but that's not what I'm going to play. This is called They Don't Shine. New Tedeschi Trucks, 91.5 WMFO.
Feeling Just a little bitty leaf, and I tried to speak, but dawn makes me nervous. Animals like me back. We had a dog once, we all just called her cat. Was mum's idea. She's got a great sense of humour. Later tonight, some soup, then I'll probably send a text. Hey Dawn, it's Jim, would you like to have some sex? And if that's too weird, maybe just a hot chocolate.
I get so over.
Ride symbol, yeah. 91.5 WMFO. There, I'm talking like him now. Overexcited. Guster, band formed right here at the Tufts University. And that was many moons ago. Before I was born, I'm sure. The new album from Guster is called Look Alive, of course. Yeah, you're going to believe I was not born when Guster was attending Tufts. Stevie Wonder, before that, Boogie On. Actually, I did two songs in a row that were released on the exact same date in 1974. One was Stevie Wonder's Boogie On Reggae Woman from Fulfilling This First Finale. And then from Bridge of Sighs, it was Robin Trower with Two Rolling Stoned. And brand new Tedeschi Trucks Band. Their new album is called Signs. And we heard They Don't Shine. 12:43. Not much time to go here in Detox Mansion. And my voice is going to, is it going to last for the next 17 minutes? We shall never know. Well, we'll find out in 17 minutes, basically, is what I'm saying here. Jenny Lewis has a new album out, produced by the suddenly controversial Ryan Adams. Don't really want to get into it, except this time the charge is about, you know, because he used his position and his weight in the record industry to do some things, to get his way with women. So, yeah, that one's a problem. Yeah, you know, sometimes they go overboard with the saying, you know, with the charges and stuff. This one's not. I mean, Ryan Adams has a new album out that's pretty good. And he also produced this record, which is pretty good. But he cannot hold this against Jenny Lewis, who also made this record with Ringo Starr and Jim Keltner on drums and Ben Montench on keyboards and just a bunch of great musicians. Her album is coming out in April of this year. And this is the advance single. It's called Red Bull and Hennessy. A combination I recommend highly. Brand new Jenny Lewis, 91.5 WMFO.
Why you gotta act like that? Make me beg. She took me aside. She's a soft-spoken woman, but she speaks her mind. She said, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, that nothing come between you. Nothing come between you. I went to see my friend to ask his advice. He just smiled and said she's good around the eyes. But I'd already made up my mind to let nothing come between us. There are frustrated people in town who might envy us and wanna bring us down. We know they don't really mean any harm, but that doesn't mean we've gotta let them hang around. Got the license, got the ring, got the blood tests and everything. Putting on my boutonniere, it's a favorite flower. And I'm walking to the altar and I'm gonna take the vow. Nothing come between us, yeah. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Don't let nothing come between us. There are frustrated people in town who might envy us and wanna bring us down. We know they don't. Find someone to have and hold. Don't let nothing come between you.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So I'm
supersonic world on our view.
Yes, I'm singing. Can't help it. 91.5 WMFO, Queen. Yes, the newly resurgent Queen for Best Picture this year for Bohemian Rhapsody. That's next Sunday. The Oscars are handed out. But that was from 1978's Jazz album, Don't Stop Me Now. What a great album that was. I remember when I first got it, I was living in England at the time, and always looking forward to a Queen release. And, they had their signature sound, but they always changed what they did. You know what I mean? And I remember when it first came, I had to listen to it more than once to sort of go, oh, wow, this is a really great album. Anyway, that was Queen. Before that, it was Warren Zevon from another great album called The Envoy from 1981 and Let Nothing Come Between You. And we started with Jenny Lewis, brand new stuff, Red Bull and Hennessy from her forthcoming album, which I didn't jot down the name of, but I know it's coming out on April 24th. So there you go, Jenny Lewis with Ringo Starr and Jim Keltner on drums and Ben Montench from the Heartbreakers on keyboards and produced and a lot of other instruments done by He Who Shall Not Be Named Anymore, Ryan Adams. That's the way it goes. 12:57, and yes, we've come to another conclusion of our detox mansion. The gates are going to be closing now. Visitors must go home, but you can keep on listening, of course. I'm going to leave you with it's a good closing song. We've done this before. This is just a great song. Why not? Neil Young. See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.